Protesters at a public hui today in Auckland cursed mana whenua of the ancestral Mauna o Wairaka, Mount Albert, telling them they were colonisers and questioning their whakapapa. The hui was called by Tupuna Mauna Authority and was for the public to air their concerns about the restoration project on the mountain. A small group of protesters honour the Mauna, who were against the felling of 345 trees, refused to attend, with only some members going individually. Marnie Donlop was there.
Kuru Ngapo led a karakia that was used by his ancestors in that area to whakawātia, or clear the way, for the rōpū making their way up the Maunga. But he says its message was lost on many in the protest group.
And I just don't think that they really understand what they were actually engaging in. And I think a lot of people were actually really, really offended by what they actually said. So, I mean, it is what it is. It's up to the Tupuna Maunga Authority to do what they need to do. But certainly from a cultural view, in terms of karakia and takutaku and so forth, we did what we had to do to try and keep everybody safe.
The majority of the protest group stayed by the entrance and did not attend the hui, which was near the summit of the Maunga. A spokesperson, Anna Radford, says she doesn't believe the Maunga Authority want to meet them halfway.
So we've decided not to attend the hui because we believe that there's no integrity in the process and no willingness to engage in an open way with us. And so we've decided that we'll just stand here. We're not blocking the hui in any way.
However, she says some individuals did attend and made their views known. Protester Lisa Prager told Mana Whenua that she herself was Mana Whenua, despite being Pākehā and having no whakapapa connection to the whenua. Her partner of Samoan descent used a karanga to curse the Mana Whenua and their mokopuna for approving the project. She got a hostile reception, with a representative from the Independent Māori Statutory Board, Tau Hinare, saying he felt he was being colonised twice over. He called the protesters a group of woke and entitled Pākehā.
What's the difference between Ihumapa and here? I'll tell you what it is. These people own this place. They have the authority, not you. They have the authority, not you. You can speak to as many trees as you want to. It's not about that. It ain't about the bird life.
Arborist and lecturer Zane Wedding spoke in support of the project. He says it is about more than just planting trees.
So to give them precedence on this Maunga, how much mana does that give back to my people? Now, I'm a Māori that did not grow up with tikanga Māori. I did not grow up in te ao Māori, so this is like bringing me to their culture. It fills me with mana.
The Tupuna Maunga Authority Chair, Paul Majuri, says there's still no decision on when the tree felling will start.
We have tried to accommodate what they sought from us in terms of a meeting. It seems there are a few of their folk here today, but certainly the great majority weren't. So we need to take stock. Where are they sitting? How do they see it? Are they looking to absolutely say that regardless of what's spoken about and what we discuss, they're going to try and stop us? We don't know. We'll have to see where we get to with that.
And Kuru Ngapo had one message for the protesters.
To educate themselves around co-governance and not to be threatened by it. Because, yeah, I understood what everyone was saying today. We all have a connection to all our Maunga right through Aotearoa. I think one group has used this type of issue to put their views across. And I don't necessarily think that they're listening.
Meanwhile, the protesters say they will continue to occupy the land until they know the non-native trees on the Maunga will not be cut down. In Tāmaki Makaurau, Kōmani Dunlop tēnei.